This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Central Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Department of CPN-UML and National Cooperative Federation of Nepal suggest government revising some provisions of cooperative ordinance. Prime Minister Oli assures discussions on such issues through replacement bill. Five Nepali pilgrims returning from Prayagraj Mahakumbh died in road mishap. Home Ministry assigns Federal Affairs Ministry to resolve row on Pathivara cable car construction in Taplejung. And four people die in Russian strike on Kursk school. Now the news in detail. The Central Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Department of the CPN-UML and the National Cooperative Federation of Nepal have suggested the government that it revise some provisions of recently brought ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives through replacement bill. Submitting the memoranda separately to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at his official residence in Balwata yesterday, both organizations drew the Prime Minister's attention towards the urgency to correct some provisions in the ordinance so that cooperative sector would be systemized. Department head Khagaraj Adhikari and Federation Chair Om Devi Malla submitted the documents of suggestion on the ordinance. Receiving the memorandum, the Prime Minister assured discussions on such issues through the replacement bill. Five Nepali pilgrims have died in a road accident while travelling back home after taking holy bath in Prayagraj Mahakumbh of Uttar Pradesh in India. The District Police Office of Pohuttari has confirmed that the road accident occurred yesterday afternoon at Madhubani district of India near Mahuttari district. The deceased have been identified as Balkrishna Jha, aged 60, his spouse Indu Devi, aged 50, and Mantaran Devi, aged 50, of Mahuttari district, and Archana Jha, aged 30, of Thanusa district. Likewise, the driver of the jeep from Siraha district has also died in the accident. Police further informed that other four persons have sustained serious injuries in the accident and are receiving treatment in the health facilities in Muzaffarpur of India. It is said that the jeep made the accident on the Madhapur Road of Sadar Thana area in Muzaffarpur. The Ministry of Home Affairs has given responsibility to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration to troubleshoot the issues seen in the cable car construction in Pathivara area of Taplejung. The Home Ministry has stated that the responsibility of such issues fall under the scope of the Ministry of Federal Affairs and the job of regulation was assigned to the ministry concerned. The Home Ministry also urged the Ministry of General Administration to handle the issues following the concerns from the stakeholders. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says political awareness is growing among Nepalis in recent time. During an orientation organized by his party in Chitwan yesterday, Chairperson Dahal viewed a new kind of awareness was developed among the people and in the leftist sphere and political front at large. He also claimed that the Maoist Center is earning public trust. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire has said that preparations were underway to devise legislation struck by the province governments and for that he was closely coordinating with the government. Talking to the journalists in Biratnagar yesterday, Speaker Khemire cited the practice of introducing ordinances while House is not running. Stating that there are 14 bills under consideration at parliamentary committees at present, the Speaker assured that the ordinances brought by the incumbent government would go through deliberation in Parliament to reach conclusions. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has said country could achieve prosperity through the development of tourism. Inaugurating a hotel and resort established at Baglung Bazaar, Minister Pandey lauded the role played by private sector in building tourism infrastructures. He argued economic prosperity could be achieved from the public-private partnership, stating that the government has been carrying out activities to create investment-friendly environment. The tourism minister pointed out the need of adequate physical infrastructures to attract maximum tourists. Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, yesterday inspected and monitored the Tarini Prasad Koirala Memorial Sanchargram, a media hub in Biratnagar. Chairperson Dr. Bista and member of the Board of Directors of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Anita Gurung, jointly monitored and inspected the Sanchargram yesterday. In a discussion program after the inspection, Chairperson Dr. Bista emphasized the need to make the Sanchargram more useful by operating it effectively. He said publicity is needed to disseminate the information regarding the e-library and museum of the Sanchargram at the local level. Radio Nepal is currently operating Radio Mahanagar for FM in Biratnagar in Sanchargram. The World Wetlands Day is being observed today under the theme Protecting Wetlands for Our Common Future. The United Nations had decided on 30th August 2021 to observe Wetlands Day worldwide on the 2nd February of every year. The day is observed every year to raise public awareness about the need to promote the conservation and restoration of wetlands, preventing its rapid decline. It is also a day to commemorate the adoption of the Convention on Wetlands in Ramsar in 1971. The convention aims to enable nations to take the necessary steps for the conservation and sustainable use of their watersheds through the declaration of protected areas, implementation of effective policies, and exchange of knowledge. Currently, Nepal's Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve, Rara Lake, Mai Pokhari, Foksundo Lake, Bissahajari Lake, Ghoraghori Lake, Gosaikunda Lake, Gokyo Lake, Jagdishpur Reservoir and Pokhara Valley and a group of nine lakes in the area are included in the Ramsar list. Out of the total area of Nepal, over 800,000 hectares are occupied by wetlands. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has said Moscow has bombed a boarding school in Ukrainian-occupied Russia where civilians were sheltering and preparing to evacuate. The BBC quoted the Ukrainian army as saying four people were killed and dozens were injured in the town of Suzhou in the Kursk region, which has been under Ukrainian control for 5 months. More than 80 people are reported to have been rescued from the building. Three Israeli hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza were released from captivity yesterday in exchange for 183 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. The released were handed over to the Red Cross as part of a ceasefire deal struck last month. Officials from the Red Cross signed certificates of release to the release as they waved to the crowd in Khan Yunis. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair across the country today. Meanwhile, fog continues in several parts of the Tarai region of Kosi, Mathis and Lumini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Department of CPN, UML and National Cooperative Federation of Nepal suggest government revising some provisions of cooperative ordinance. Prime Minister Oli assures discussions on such issues through replacement bill. Five Nepali pilgrims returning from Prayagraj Mahakumbh died in road mishap. Home Ministry assigns Federal Affairs Ministry to resolve row on Pathibara cable car construction in Taplejung. And four people die in Russian strike on Kursk school. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.